KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have cloudy skies, 33 degrees in Atlantic. We look for some areas of fog early this morning, otherwise mostly cloudy today, and a high near 41. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. In Southwest Iowa news, two men from Malvern were arrested on drug charges last night following a traffic stop in Montgomery County. Sheriff's officials say a vehicle driven by 31-year-old David Allen Shuffler was pulled over just after 8 p.m. on Highway 34 at the Mills-Montgomery County line. Afterward, Shuffler was arrested for possession of marijuana, possession of drug paraphernalia, and for driving while suspended. His passenger, 43-year-old Michael Sean Hart, was charged with possession of drug paraphernalia. Both men were transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where Shuffler was being held on $1,000 bond, and Hart was released with a citation. Police in Red Oak, along with sheriff's deputies from Montgomery County, were called to a residence in the 700 block of North 5th Street in Red Oak Sunday evening after receiving a report that a man was threatening people with a firearm. When they arrived shortly after 7 p.m., officers and deputies attempted to take 42-year-old James Reed Mitroff II of Red Oak into custody, but he allegedly resisted arrest. After what was described as heavy resistance by Mitroff, he was subdued and handcuffed. During their investigation, it was determined Mitroff had allegedly committed a domestic assault while displaying a firearm, but didn't make any threats while armed. He was arrested for aggravated domestic abuse, assault, and interference with official acts. Mitroff's bond at the Montgomery County Jail was set at $2,000. Police in Red Oak arrested a man Saturday afternoon for what was termed breach of peace. 23-year-old Matthew Calvin Owens of Red Oak was charged after he allegedly violated Red Oak City Code by publicly cursing and abusive language using toward another individual. The language was allegedly directed toward multiple individuals in the city of Red Oak. Owens was taken into custody at around 4:15 p.m. His bond was set at $300. A woman from South Central Iowa was cited for possessing an open container of alcohol and failure to have insurance accident-related following a rollover accident early Sunday morning about a mile west of Red Oak. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office and 24-year-old Angela Kyer of Indianola was driving a 2002 Ford Explorer westbound on Highway 34 at around 12:35 a.m. Sunday when the SUV drifted onto the north shoulder of the road. Kyer overcorrected back onto the roadway, causing the SUV to go out of control. The vehicle rolled over, landing on its top in the eastbound lane of Highway 34. Kyer was not injured. Her vehicle was a total loss. A Waterloo, Nebraska woman has been charged in Iowa with stealing between $22,000 and $222,000. 44-year-old Beth Beitler was arrested Friday morning in western Iowa and charged with 38 counts of forgery. Authorities say she also faces charges of theft and ongoing criminal conduct. Police say Beitler used a checking machine to withdraw thousands of dollars. The machine allowed truck drivers to access funds from across the country by giving a clerk at a truck stop an authorization code to pay for fuel, service, or to get cash. Police say Beitler got the authorization codes from McMullen Brothers Trucking in Carter Lake, where her husband works, and used them at the Pilot Travel Center in Council Bluffs. Douglas County, Nebraska's top prosecutor says a lack of communication among government agencies allowed a 19-year-old man charged with motor vehicle homicide to flee justice. The Omaha World-Herald reports that a week after the January 29th crash on an Omaha street, Eswin Mahia posted $5,000 bail to be freed. Authorities say he then skipped a urine test and officials now can't find him. Mahia was charged February 3rd with motor vehicle homicide and drunken driving in connection with the death of 21-year-old Sarah Root of Council Bluffs. Root, who had recently graduated from Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln High School, was driving a 2002 Oldsmobile Bravada east on L Street in Omaha at around 2:15 a.m. on January 31st when her vehicle was rear-ended by a pickup driven by Mahia. Root's sports utility vehicle was stopped or slowing when it was rear-ended. She died later at the Nebraska Medical Center. A review of the case shows Mahia, a Honduras national, was found to be a low risk to flee despite having twice failed to appear in court for other offenses. Federal immigration officials declined to detain Mahia. Douglas County Attorney Don Klein criticized the case's handling, saying there has to be a common sense communication between the feds and the state. Police in Council Bluffs responded late Saturday morning to a report of an armed subject inside of a residence at 3400 3rd Avenue. While they were en route just before 10 a.m., officers were told a caller reported they thought a shot had been fired inside the home. As officers were establishing a perimeter of the area, the residents were exiting the house and quickly taken to safety. The occupants advised officers the armed subject was still inside the residence. Officers then made entry and cleared the house. No one was located inside the home and no evidence of an intruder or shots fired were discovered. None of the neighbors were able to confirm that any shots were fired or any suspicious subjects were observed around the residence. There were no injuries associated with the call, and the residence was turned back over to the homeowners. The neighborhood then returned to normal activities. In our funeral announcements, Fern Jensen, age 85, of Manning, died Thursday at the Manning Regional Health Care Center. Funeral services for Fern Jensen will be this morning at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Virgil J. Coob, age 85, of Anita, died Thursday at the Cass County Memorial Hospital. A memorial service for Virgil Coob will be today at 11 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita has the arrangements. Richard Allen Worley, age 50, of Atlantic, died February 14th at his home. Funeral services for Richard Worley will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Gordon Skip Meyer, age 84, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Gordon Skip Meyer will be on Wednesday at 1 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Judy Stevenson, age 77, of Atlantic, died Friday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. A celebration of life service for Judy Stevenson will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Atlantic High School Auditorium. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.